Previously on the last show.
Who's that? I just saw someone. Man in a hood? You sure he's not yours?
So, how about them sinkholes? Know where they come from?
No.
Well, I do.
Does anyone have any fabric?
Let Frank and Coat die, Clay.
Clay, Danny, you have to leave. The enemy.
I gotta go back.
What?
He left his coat.
He's going back for that ugly thing?
Call me the partner. We have a camp in the humanities library.
Oh no, are you an English major? They're in some sort of cult now.
The pilgrimage is not a cult.
I vote I go inside because my ankle hurts very much and I want to lie down.
Danny?
Yeah, I'm going.
You have it working yet?
They heard that. Okay.
Oh, nice. Welcome back to English Nerd Cult Radio.
We're not a cult.
Broadcasting from the Humanities Library. I've been busy convalescing, hence my absence.
Sorry, listeners. Clay's been reading Jane Austen for the past few weeks, and now he speaks like a plucky Regency heroine.
Till this moment, I never knew myself.
Is that from Pride and Prejudice?
Chapter 36. I just want them to get married already.
And while he's been enjoying what is apparently a well-stocked library, I've been making myself useful.
Planning the cult vacation, right?
Is he always like this?
Hey, I bring wit and pizzazz to the party.
He's always like this.
How are you feeling, Clay?
I'm in pain, homeless, and I have a rip in my jacket that's bumming me out hard. But other than that, I'm great.
Can you even make the walk?
Am I allowed to whine the whole time?
As long as he's entertaining.
So that's a hard no.
Danny, the listeners can't see how sad I am. Everyone, Danny being mean makes me so sad.
And speaking of listeners, we'd like to introduce our new friends. She's hale, wholehearted, and deep within her burns a fire. It's the Squire.
Who will be back soon. She's checking to make sure everything's in place for our grand journey. You might say our pilgrimage. Speaking of the pilgrimage, you may recognize our next friend from the last show. He's more mysterious than lunch meat, more mass than my B.O., and was writing an essay about David Foster Wallace when the bombs fell. It's... Can I know your name?
No siree.
The Pardoner!
She's noble, no nonsense, and mysterious. All of those were written starting with a K in my notes, just like the knight.
Is it too late to fire them?
Yes, I like them.
I'm not sure I'm cool with you yet.
What's a little light stalking between friends?
I saved your lives twice.
Well, how are we supposed to know you weren't just some creep? You gave us a cryptic message, skulked around the communications department, followed us everywhere.
It's called theatricality.
Were you in the KU Shakespeare Society?
Yes. I was gonna be Puck if the bombs hadn't fallen.
I was planning on writing an article making fun of that production.
Because we were renting a donkey?
Yeah. It was low-hanging fruit, but sometimes an easy joke is the best joke.
Sometimes you just miss the old world.
Life was so simple when I was writing for the second largest comedy magazine on campus.
Was it really?
I had a band with some friends.
Marion, right?
Yeah.
Who's Marion?
A friend. She died in the fall.
I think it went to one of your shows. You sang a cover of In the Air Tonight, right?
Oh, that was our showstopper.
You know, I was there on a bad date. I was too busy trying to understand her whole political affiliation thing to appreciate your lyrical stylings. You guys ever hear of a Jacobite?
Explain it for the communications kids.
Okay, so the Jacobites were a political movement in Great Britain and Ireland that aimed to restore the House of Stuart to the throne. They were active from around 1688 to the
70s. I'm bored!
It gets funny.
It really doesn't.
I wonder how the British monarchy fared.
Very well, considering they are aliens.
No, I thought we agreed they were big feet.
Alien big feet. Big feet being the plural of Bigfoot for anyone who didn't listen to Real Spook Hours on WSBKU.
Oh God, that was you guys?
You weren't spookers?
Back to my story. I try not to talk about politics because that's supposed to be a bad idea on the first date, right? But she kept hinting that she wanted to get into it, so I put on my big boy pants and prepared to try and remember the news. And then she threw a curveball. In her words, I would say that America should never have left the empire, but not even the UK has a true king anymore. There wasn't a second date.
Why not?
Did you not hear the whole story? I was just on a date with a member of an extinct political bloc.
You're a Jacobite?
No, she was.
And you have a different opinion on the rightful monarch of England?
I don't care about the rightful monarch of England. I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay, that story needs a punchline.
Yeah, you built too much. It was like a 5-course meal that didn't include mac and cheese. It was incomplete. Danny, tell the crayfish story.
Oh, no, I don't think they're ready for that. And not just our friends, but the listeners.
We'll never know until we try.
Okay. All right, so freshman year, I was living in a triple in Kennedy Hall. My roommates were two juniors who had been friends since, like, forever. And their third roommate before me was abroad for the semester. So she was coming back in the spring, and I already knew I wouldn't be staying there for very long. And thank God for that, because these girls were messy as hell.
See, she's giving you setting, stakes, drama. I'm hooked already.
Anyways, there was a solid 3-inch carpet of clothes, food wrappers, dirty dishes, and trash all over the floor. I had to carve, like, my own little path toward my bed and my desk. The whole room also always vaguely smelled of raw hot dogs, and I was never quite sure what the source was. But the point is, this whole place was absolutely disgusting. And knowing how old Kennedy Hall was and how little money KU put into it, I was terrified of getting rats or cockroaches or any, like, weird pests. So every time the fan swirled by and moved a Kit Kat wrapper, I would just jump out of my seat.
So what happened?
She's got you guys begging for resolution. This is why you study communications. We're storytellers, guys.
One day...
We were English majors. Continue.
One day, I came back from class exhausted. I just had an exam that I'd stayed up studying for, and then I'd taken the T all the way to North Station because my passport had expired a couple weeks before, and I wasn't about to lose my ability to flee the country. Needless to say, I was very tired. So I got home, I plopped down on my bed, fully ready to just pass out. But then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something move. So I jolted up praying to all the gods that it wasn't what I thought it was. So I sat up, nothing else moved, and then I was gonna lay down again, and I saw it clear as day. An empty bag of Doritos slowly crawling across the floor.
What was it?
At this point, I was freaking out. But what was fear quickly turned to rage. I had already been miserable and exhausted the whole day. I wasn't about to let a pest ruin the rest of it. So I stood up and weaved my way through the rest of the garbage and picked up the bag. And under it was a crayfish.
Bring it home.
I screamed. I'm pretty sure everyone in the building thought I was being murdered. I climbed onto my bed and called my roommate who had been out of town for the week. So she picked up and I told her, hey, there's a crayfish in our damn room. And she said, oh yeah, that's my pet.
Oh my God.
Apparently she had smuggled him in during her sophomore year and kept him in a little Tupperware full of water on the windowsill. And because the room was so messy, I had no idea he was there until that very moment. So while some people have secret dorm cats and dorm dogs, she had a goddamn dorm crayfish.
You could have eaten it.
No.
Crawfish is good. I'd kill for some right now. You think it's still alive?
It's been 3 years. It's almost certainly dead.
Only the good die young.
I have good news and bad news. Tell us the bad news first. That kind of messes with the bit I was doing. But the good news is Clay has more time to heal because we aren't leaving for at least another day.
Oh, wait, what?
I don't want to cut it that close. Acid rain, dude.
We don't stand acid rain.
Why?
Have you been a member of the acid rain fandom all this time, Danny?
Oh, shame on you.
Acid rain is so problematic.
I am going to tear your heart out and feed it to a crayfish. A
crayfish?
It was a whole thing.
Crap.
What?
We totally slacked on our segments.
The Squire can do weather for us.
Hey people of the greater Boston wasteland. It's a lovely day to run outside if you want to lose a lot of weight very quickly because of acid. It'll melt right off you.
That's not how acid rain works.
Oh, so the film major is going to lecture us on meteorology.
I watched An Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah, well, Al Gore came to my school and I made fun of him the entire time.
You know, it really doesn't sound like either of you are experts.
Oh, definitely not. We were too busy trying to write a sexy climate change song in the bleachers.
Can we hear it?
It's not radio friendly.
Who's stopping you?
The Shadow FCC.
God, I miss real spook hours.
You listened?
Can I have your autograph? Do you want mine? I'm not sure what to do in this situation.
Marion and I listened religiously. I always thought it was stupid.
And you thought right.
Hey!
Clay, we played 20 minutes of silence once and called it ghost music.
And it was hauntingly beautiful.
Do you really think that?
Pardon?
Yes.
Boo!
I always thought this whole wackadoodle thing was a character.
Oh no, he's really like that.
I met you too.
Wait, what?
You guys make the pardoner look helpful.
Excuse
Don't you
me?
Dare compare me to them. I saved their lives, and now they're going to tell our story across the wasteland. A bunch of old friends who, despite hunger, thirst, cold, and acid rain, defeat the enemy.
Nobody told me there was an enemy. Is it a robot? Alien. Robot alien. Bigfoot. Dolphins. Dolphin that started the nuclear war. The PCK? I'm pretty sure that doesn't exist anymore, so you can call off the war in that case.
You never stop talking, do you?
I don't know how to exhale without it. I'm like a shark. If I shut up, I'll suffocate and die.
So, hang on, we're telling your story.
Isn't that exciting?
Is it an exciting story? And what's all this stuff about an enemy?
Are you guys our survivors of the week?
Can I be?
What have you been up to? It's a very prestigious...
Sure! Tell us your story, Squire?
My name's Eleanor.
You have a name!
We all have names.
Prove it.
We just don't want to tell everybody them.
Classic cult.
We're not a cult.
So what have you been up to, Eleanor?
Wait, do we get code names? I can be the Potter.
As in Harry?
What? No, like Clay.
Feel free to interrupt him anytime you like.
I don't think the pilgrimage necessarily has to leave the city.
We do. We agreed.
Sure, we'll leave eventually, but why rush? Every time another of the wannabe civilizations collapses, there's a space opened up. We could help people get food, water, shelter, or dates. You know, Maslow's hierarchy.
We can also do that up in Maine, where it's safe.
In the meantime, I've been trying to put together the pieces post-PCK sinkhole. They had a monopoly on water. I can't imagine trying to profit off of needs.
We only worked for them for 2 weeks.
And they paid us in water for propaganda, okay?
Thank God Kaylee isn't here to hear this.
I'm sorry, but she called us a cult. No way she was being allowed in.
Unfortunately for Clay. And wait, why are you so against culthood?
I've been in a cult before, and this isn't like it.
It was improv, wasn't it?
Yeah, they acted like it was a cure-all.
Wait, what do you mean unfortunately for me?
I wasn't even in the studio, and I could see the goo-goo eyes.
They had a project together in their fun with copyright class, and he never shut up about the time they both reached for a pencil at the same time and their hands brushed together.
Oh, cute.
Eleanor, you were telling us your story.
Oh, yeah. Did you know they were stockpiling filters to drive up demand? They looted every last one in Fenway within a week of the end.
They crawled through fallout just to make a quick buck.
More to have total hegemony over the new world. But I get what you're saying, so you guys can probably guess what I did.
Hopefully brought some back for us.
That would have been a really good idea. I was really high on the whole altruism thing, and I maybe gave them all out.
Within the week, we are going to be in the most dangerous place north of the impact site. Everybody here needs to take this a lot more seriously. Partner, Squire, you remember what happened last time we went to Lynn? Right?
Wait, last time? Nobody mentioned any danger.
The pilgrimage used to be much larger, Danny. I wish we could say that everybody else just left.
Don't scare them off.
They're supposed to tell our story, right? They can't exactly do that without the first half.
I have a broken ankle, which makes me at least 50% worse at running from danger. I deserve to know what to expect.
We've been to Lynn.
Okay, we gathered as much.
Last time we tried to head up to Maine, we had to stop there. It was getting too dark for us to continue.
Marion found us a place to stay. She was good at that.
She was the host, after all. The pilgrimage was her idea. We were reading the Canterbury Tales in Britlet, and of course she took the best character. We all took the rest. She knew all the sights in Lynn. We went to a beach that morning. It was fun.
She was the only one who knew how to pour vinegar on my jellyfish sting.
I offered a solution, too.
You catch more flies with vinegar than with pee, Frank.
Oh, come on. Not everybody knows my name.
You wanted them to broadcast our story, right? We had names before we were the pilgrimage.
What's your name?
That is something for another story. The host took us to all sorts of cool places. But then she had a stupid idea.
She didn't know.
We went up to this hill to check out some dumb building. She'd heard about it somewhere or another. There was something in it that she wanted to see. Turns out it was the enemy. I was just close enough to watch it kill her. Close enough for it to mess with me. You know all these sinkholes? It's the enemy's fault.
Most of us were at a safe distance when it happened. We lost a few other friends.
With exceptions, the rest left. We were going to go after it, and they didn't want to risk it. It got Marion. Is a little revenge too much to ask for?
I at least want to know what it looked like.
You don't. Trust me, guys. To anyone listening, that goes for you too. Don't go to Lynn.
You said it messed with you. What happened? What did it do?
I can hear the sinkholes. I can tell when they're about to happen. That's how we've dodged them. How you've dodged them, thanks to us.
Thank you. Thanks? I really don't know what to say here.
We're going back up to Lynn before the library sinks. We've got 2 weeks before that, according to the night here, so if we get out within the week, we can still come back in town to save some more books, maybe. As soon as it stops raining, we leave.
It's like a night lab.
What?
I took astronomy for my lab requirement. We needed to do 3 separate observations on the College of Engineering's roof. But you all know Boston weather. There weren't 3 clear nights that semester. Eventually, the TAs just told us to draw clouds on our assignment sheets and get off the roof. I drew a little smiley face on mine.
Did it really look like a smiley face?
No one but me will ever know. So, do I get a wheelchair, crutches, or what? I've been reading some of the first aid books in here. I deserve 4 more weeks of recovery, on average.
Clay, you heard what they said. We don't have 4 weeks.
And I don't have an ankle. It's gone.
It's really not.
And how do you know?
I can get some crutches by the time this rain passes by.
Oh, Knight, is it true this library has a video archive?
Yes, and way bigger than the one in the communications department. I can't believe you guys could even study with that baby collection.
Oh, you take that back.
I'll show her. Frank, make sure Clay goes to sleep.
I don't need supervision.
So you're planning on taking the stairs up to the rooms yourself?
Can we grab snacks first?
Sure.
Eleanor, are you coming?
Nah, I'm done doing my radio voice for the day.
Okay, good night then.
Good night, guys.
So, are you gonna miss this place when it sinks? I mean, you lived here pretty much since the bombs dropped. Yeah, except for, well, when you guys left and, like, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I'll miss it. We've been living here for months. When the bombs dropped, we were leaving a creative writing club meeting. We hid in the basement until the sky cooled. The pilgrimage was a way to pass the time, a way to have a place in the wasteland. The host wanted us to feel like we could still have fun here, even after our lives went up in flames.
Clay and I were in the studio when it happened. We'd just wrapped up a show, and I was taking forever putting my coat on. The stupid zipper got stuck, and Clay was waiting for me. Then we got the alert on our phones, and then the dust came. From what we could tell, the whole building got covered. Maybe the whole city. I didn't check. We hid out in the building and ate food left in the faculty pantries and vending machines until someone finally from the outside broke in to scavenge. That's how we found out we weren't the only ones who'd survived. Thankfully, the radio show came back soon after that.
The host tried to get me to listen. It wasn't my thing. Sorry.
No, it's okay. We're an acquired taste.
She sure liked your show, though. She was always trying to get us to do something big so we could get on Survivor of the Week.
Like what?
She wanted us to find some nets and cast them out into the Charles to see if we could catch some giant mutant fish. The only thing we caught was a giant mutant Harvard sailboat, though, and nobody wanted that.
Oh, you'd be surprised. One time, Clay and I found a group of looters trying to roast a leather boot.
Here's the archive. I don't think anyone's been up here since the bombs. Not even the looters.
I guess finding a box at a loss isn't anyone's priority.
I'm gonna head up to the rooms. It's getting late, and I need to get up early tomorrow to finish preparing.
All right. Thanks for showing me up here, Knight.
Cadence. Good night, Danny.
The Last Show is written and produced by Clay McDermott and Danny Roa. Editing by Danny Roa. The voice of Clay is Clay McDermott. The voice of Danny is Danny Roa. The voice of the partner is Frank Hernandez. The voice of the squire is Eleanor Schiltz. The voice of the knight is Caden Seeger. Music on The Last Show is composed by Danny Roa. Find the soundtrack on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/lastshowpodcast. Follow us on social media at Last Show Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. This podcast is affiliated with WTBU. Episodes come out every 2 weeks on Anchor or wherever you listen to podcasts. Want more WTBU content? Go to WTBUradio.org and click on podcast to see the latest offerings, or click on livestream to check out WTBU's radio shows, broadcasted live 20 hours a day, every day.